own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text FRAMES to 64000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text FRAMES to 64000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text FRAMES to 64000 to get started for free. That's FRAMES to 64000.
Step to the toss and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get it.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. Tim said, Len questioned the value of a Clemson degree for a football player. I don't know. I didn't really hear that. Did he do that? Two people sort of suggested that, so I don't know. I didn't hear it. But as I said, you know, the poor journey process is incredible, and Clemson does a remarkable job of preparing athletes for life after football, and not in menial jobs either. So, you know, I think that Clemson does a much better job than most schools around the country in that regard. Let me get to Zeke. And then Broncos fan. Zeke. How are you, Zeke?
Hey, well, in the 1970s, man, there was a really cool movie with Donald Sutherland called Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, the original.
I don't know if you saw it, Donald. Well, I didn't realize it could actually come true, but now I realize that you're not the real Walt Disula. Someone snatched you. Because the real Walt Disula would not be propping up Georgia and hyping up Duke. I've come to the conclusion that movie has come true. And I want the real Walt Disula back, not this Walt Disula.
It's hard.
That, I got a Jason Hill pro over.
Tar Heel fan doesn't like me talking up Duke. Yeah, it's been, the last time I talked up Duke, I think Grant Hill played there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I did hear you hyping them up before the Ohio State game, and they lost. So you keep on hyping them up.
They do their usual compulsory one road game a year, and that's what happens.
Well, I think that road game they are kicking and screaming the whole way because they're forced to do it the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, compulsory. You know, that's what he said.
And you're hyping up George. I'm like, man, George and Duke fans probably don't know what to think these days.
That's true.
But you know what? I will say this. I agree with everything you said about the Georgia-Alabama game. Matter of fact, I'm giving that spread and not even thinking twice about it. I think that's easy money. I think that's easy money.
Yeah, you know, I wrote on Twitter this morning, you know, this notion about, it hasn't happened, that Georgia hasn't beaten Saban and this kind of stuff. Well, you know, guess what? Oklahoma had beaten Oklahoma State 14 out of 15 or 15 out of 16 until it happened this Saturday. And then Ohio State had beaten Michigan like 10 or 11 in a row until Michigan won on Saturday. So what's happened before only matters when the team that's winning is actually better. But in the two prime cases from this past weekend, the teams that rose up and won because they were better. And that's what's going to happen with Georgia and Alabama on Saturday. Georgia's just better.
Well, yeah, at some point, Walt, you got to get out of the past. You know, I remember a few years back us talking about how, you know, Villanova – hey, you know, they always look good. They get determined, and they don't win it. Well, then they won 2 out of 3. And I remember you and I talking about Scott Drew. We don't trust Scott Drew. Well, guess what? He won it all last year.
Well, you know,
at some point, you got to get out of the past.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Scott Drew had to make some major changes, Zeke, because you know he was a lazy zone coach. And finally, last year, he started turning his athletes loose and playing man defense, and everything turned around for them in these last couple of years. And now I think they're a threat again. I mean, I actually think they're better now than people expected them to be off of the losses from last year. They're still a very dangerous team that could still make the Final Four.
Yes, for this Georgia Alabama game, if you just forget about names on jerseys and everything, if you just watch these two teams play, just watch them. I don't know how you can think Georgia's not going to roll Alabama.
Well, you know, here's something else. Right. Right. And here's something else, okay? All I hear about is how the advantage that Alabama has and the reason they're going to win is Nick Saban. Nick Saban, Nick Saban, Nick Saban. Okay. Let me ask you something, and I wrote this on Twitter today too. Did Nick Saban get out-coached 2 times this year by guys who got fired? Did Nick Saban get out-coached in 5 different football games this year? Because I think it's hard to argue he didn't. He's had better players than everybody he faced. He lost to a Texas A&M team and gave up 40-something points to A&M. They don't score 40 points on anybody. He barely survived beating Florida, who fired their coach. He barely survived LSU, who fired their coach. He was incredibly lucky against Auburn last week, so lucky that he was giddy at the end of the game. And then he was in a 1-possession game in Tuscaloosa against Sam Pittman in Arkansas. So even though Brian Hartson made some mistakes that cost him the game, you can make a legitimate argument that Saban's been out-coached when he's had the better personnel by far, that he's been out-coached 5 times this year.
Oh, I agree with you. Listen, I told you, I think it's easy money. I'm giving those points. I think it's easy money. Last comment real quick. Good win last night for Hubert Davis. That was a good win for him. Yeah. He finally got his team to buy into, and I've said this. I think defense is effort and emotion and the want to. But the one thing I like about this North Carolina team is they've got shooters and they've got scorers. He's putting parts together, but if they will buy into and play in defense and play with effort, again, they led Purdue in the second half with 6 minutes left. I think you got a chance to have a really good team. One thing I like is, unlike last year's team that you admitted wasn't put together well, this team has shooters.
Yeah.
This team has scores, and it's much better put together. They just, I think he's still trying to figure the pieces out, but I'll say this, Walt. I think Dawson Garcia has the chance to be a really special player at 6'10", 6'11", who can do a lot. So I'm excited about this season.
Yeah, you know, look, obviously you got to get way better defensively, but Roy Williams championship teams from the past stunk defensively at the start of the year too, and they came around, so maybe Hubert Davis's team will come around too.
Well, you agree with, hey, Walt, do you agree with this comment? You can get better defensively by giving effort and working hard, but either you got shooters and scores or you don't. If you don't, you just don't have them, and this team does have offense. It has shooters. It has scores. So I'd really have to get better defensively than trying to find shooters and points. Appreciate the call, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Zeke. Yeah, that's probably true. Hey, Ramona. This is an update for Ben Milstead, just in case he thinks it's safe to go back in the water.
Why? What happened? Oh no, snake!
On my way to work today, I found 2 snakes in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah, 2 black rat snakes out in 5 minutes. One on the road, one crossing the road, and then one on a path just down beyond the road. How about that? So no, Ben. Broncos fan, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Hey, good. Appreciate you getting in.
I got a question. I'm thinking out loud here, but I don't know. But with Georgia, I get Stetson is the hot hand. But with them not playing JT, can Stetson handle the big games going forward?
Did you write
not necessarily Alabama?
Did you write me that? Did you write me that on the text line?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because otherwise, I had two people with the exact same point. Look, all I can say is the games themselves will determine that. I have felt when Stetson Bennett was playing well and JT Daniels was still out, I thought it would have been a terrible mistake to go back to JT Daniels. I think Stetson Bennett is a tougher, better leader, and he gives them some mobility things that Daniels can't give them. From a pure arm talent standpoint, Daniels is probably better. But the truth about JT Daniels is he's never played well. There's no period of games that you can look at, whether at Southern Cal or Georgia, and say he played well. You know, maybe one game here or there, isolated, but not any group of games that you can say he played well. And he's constantly injured. I mean, you can't trust him. I think Georgia did the only thing they could do in going to Stetson Bennett. Now, is Stetson Bennett going to be good enough to win the end of the Rainbow Games? The games are going to determine that. But the kid has some grit to him. And as far as I'm concerned, JT Daniels has none of that ingredient. So I think based on the construction of this Georgia football team, he's going to be good enough to give them what they need. His quarterback rating is actually pretty insane. His quarterback rating is near the top of college football. Now, they don't throw it a ton of times, which, you know, works to his favor. And they've done a lot of things this year to help him with the issues he had a year ago, which were passes being deflected in the middle of the line. You know, they've done a better job, I think, in getting defenders' hands down. They've moved the pocket. They've run more boots and waggles. They've got him outside. And when he is in the pocket, he doesn't throw down the middle as much. They're throwing more to the outside to try and negate those batted balls. Because, honestly, that's the only thing that hurt him last year. You know, he didn't get a great deal of chance last year. But when Georgia played Alabama last year, it's worth noting, he was carving Alabama up in the first half. Georgia had 24 points, I think, in the first half. And that's when Alabama said, you know, hey, let's start getting our hands up. And they started knocking down his passes and turned them into interceptions. And that's what happened. I don't think that's going to happen again on Saturday.
Yeah, he's played really good. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. One last thing.
Yep.
Denver versus Kansas City. Not hopeful, but what do you think about it?
I think Denver has a great chance to win, actually. I'm not buying Kansas City. They've made a little bit of a comeback recently, but it was all against teams that were severely injured and or missing star players. And even in those, even when they've won, the offense still is struggling. I don't see any reason Denver can't go there and win. I mean, I not just compete, but have a legitimate chance to win. I'm still not in love with this year's Kansas City Chiefs team. I think that they're doing a few things better defensively. Chris Jones is back. He's playing better. And look, maybe eventually they will get it all together, but they still seem to be struggling offensively to me. It still doesn't look like the Chiefs team. I think people want to elevate it to that, but they struggled against the Giants. They well could have lost to the Packers and Jordan Love. And that's at home. They haven't played well at home all year, as we've been talking about from the get-go. So, no, I think Denver has a great chance to go there and compete. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. Shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. It's the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the upstate and Midland since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, tell them I sent you, or online at gilstraproofing.com. Here we go again, Ramona, with the Alabama fans. So Saban showing emotion after victory in a rivalry game means he was giddy. Clemson fans want Bama to fail more than Auburn fans. No, look, I don't care whether you fail or succeed. You're actually giving yourself too much credit. I don't give a damn about you, to be honest, one way or another. And Clemson has nothing to do with this. Every time you Alabama fans hear something you don't like, you turn around and say, oh, but what happened to Clemson this year? What does that have to do with Clemson? That stuff's all been acknowledged, gone over a million times, ad nauseum. What's it have to do with Clemson? I just don't get it. No, Saban was unusually giddy after the Auburn game. Watch the on-field interview. Saban is never like that. And why? Because he knew he just won a game he had no business winning. He knew he was really lucky to win that game. That's why. That's why. And he knows, whether you Alabama fans know or not, that this is not one of his better Alabama teams. This team is not close to recent vintage Alabama teams. That's just the truth of it. Has nothing to do with Clemson. Has nothing to do with wanting Bama to fail. I don't care enough about you to concern myself with whether you win or fail. It doesn't change my day whether you win or fail. I mean, are you people kidding me? This is how it works, Ramona. You know, the Georgia people didn't like what I said before. Now the Alabama people don't like I'm saying that Georgia's going to stomp a mud hole in them. Okay, well, we'll see Saturday. We'll see Saturday whether that's just the truth of your situation or not. By the way, I was asked, now I'm going to make the Georgia people hate me again, Ramona. I was asked by a texter yesterday, and I've answered this before, but I'll be glad he answered again. I was asked whether I thought this Georgia team could compete, win against last year's Alabama team and or the LSU team from 2 years ago. Somebody asked me that yesterday. No, I don't. I think those two teams would walk the dog, no pun intended, on this Georgia team. But Georgia doesn't have to beat those two teams. You know, they're not here. Georgia has to beat this Alabama team, and this Alabama team is not beating this Georgia team. Jimmy, I'll get right to you on the other side. Quick break.
Attention, men. It's a proven fact that a lack of intimacy in a relationship can hurt self-esteem and lead to emotional detachment. Let the Greenville Men's Clinic help you create the relationship you've always wanted and put an end to ED and PE with one visit. Erectile dysfunction and premature issues are simple to eliminate with the right treatments and the providers that understand how they work. The doctors at the Greenville Men's Clinic offer the latest in available treatments with same-day solutions for erectile and premature issues. You can increase ability and stamina in just one visit. Most men think the little blue pills or testosterone are the only options. Not true. Call 864-301-1111 to meet with licensed providers no matter what age you are. And even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or have had your prostate removed, they can help you too. 864-301-1111. 864-301-1111 or go to greenvillemensclinic.com. That number again, 864-301-1111. 864-301-1111.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
This season, Priority One Security is providing one lucky fan with a free smart home security package valued at over $3,000. It's easy. If you're a homeowner in the Southeast, you qualify. This smart home package includes an interactive cloud service for video, smart locks, keyless entry, and much more. All product installation is included, along with a full year of monthly smart home and security services. If you're a homeowner in the Southeast and you want to win this smart home security package valued over $3,000, visit roarsmarthome.com.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you've been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2022 Clemson softball season tickets are currently on sale. Don't miss your chance to see your reigning ACC regular season champions play this season at McWhorter Stadium. Season tickets guarantee your seat to all home games. You can secure your tickets today by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling 1-800-CLEMSON. It's another action-packed season of Clemson softball, and we'll see you there.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a two-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
Hood Construction has been building the right way since 1986, serving the Carolinas and Georgia. Hood Construction is a full-service commercial construction company ready to earn your business. Visit us online and start a no-obligation discussion about your commercial expansion, new build, or historic renovation today at hoodconstruction.com. We're proud of what we do, and it shows. Visit us at hoodconstruction.com to learn more. That's hoodconstruction.com.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
So sweet. Now it's guitar.
Walt Tiptoola Road Rage. We are back. Listen up, sports bettors. Walt Tiptoola here to tell you about my favorite sports book. That's Bet US. Football is still here. Get in on the action. I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over a quarter century. You need a sports book with integrity, longevity. You need to know you're going to get paid. That's kind of important. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention WCCP. You can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Go now to BETUS.com. Join BETUS.com today. Start betting with America's favorite sports book. That's as good as it gets. It's BETUS.com, where the game begins. You will thank me later. Do it. Texted four more players entered the portal during the commercial break. It's probably true. Texted said, Walt, serious question. Who'd win the 2018 Clemson team versus 2019 LSU? He has the dates a little off, but I get what he means. I changed the dates. But look, I would probably pick that LSU team against anybody. I just think they just had too many insanely good pros on offense in an offensive era of football. They just had too many of those guys. I mean, I don't mean just guys. I mean guys who are just all killing it in the NFL right now. I mean, all those guys are just killing it. So I just don't know. You know, they had a magical season, the likes of which I'm just not sure we've ever seen. Alabama came somewhat close to that last year, but Alabama really had Devontae Smith. Waddle was injured most of the year. If Waddle had been truly healthy all year, then with Mechie as wide receiver three, they might have approached that. And in some ways they did. I mean, Mac Jones bettered the passer efficiency mark that was set by Joe Burrow. But that LSU team just had too many elite weapons. And I think they're the answer. Jimmy, how are you?
All right, bud. I know you're gonna disagree with me, but it don't matter. You know I'm not an Alabama fan. Nobody could accuse me of that. Nobody. But I don't think Georgia plays anybody in that division they play over there. I mean, they play who's in front of them. I agree with you. But I think Alabama's going to embarrass them by about two touchdowns, really. I really do. I don't think as good as people think they are. I mean, that's just an old man's idea.
Well, you know, look, here's what I'll give you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I do think there's an argument about who Georgia has played. I think that's a fair argument. I think that they have played basically nobody. I think that's a fair argument. However, the problem with the argument is where they've played similar teams to Alabama or the same teams that Alabama has, they've blown those teams out and Alabama has gone to the last minute with them. Jimmy, I'm just telling you, this Alabama team, they're not any good, and Georgia is getting set to woodshed them. But we'll see.
You know, the other thing is I got a sneaky feeling that I was going to beat Michigan because Michigan's still going to be playing at Ohio again.
Yeah, I get that. And I do understand that notion because, again, that's been a key to college football and the NFL this year. Teams off enormous emotional wins have flatlined. However, they still have the big target game ahead where they can win the Big Ten championship. And my problem with Iowa is if you don't help them, I just can't see how they're going to move the ball or score on Michigan. That's my problem. I think what you're looking at there is like 24-10 Michigan, but we'll see.
Yeah. Thank you, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, yeah. So we do disagree. We do disagree. We'll see how it plays out. People are asking me about the other title games. I'm going to get to it. I'll get to it in a few minutes. Lines are jammed. Tiger pal Rachel. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Rachel. Welcome back.
Thanks. So, I want to talk about the playoffs for a second. You know,
I thought you called to talk about how much money my Mets were spending.
They are spending a lot.
That's right. Keep spending. Keep spending. I want like two replacement guys at every position. So keep spending. Because I know that my first line guys will all be injured by midseason.
You've got Scherzer and DeGrom, so yeah. You're in pretty good shape.
Well, I have DeGrom and Scherzer, just to be correct.
Well, okay, yeah. But in the college playoffs, you know that that committee is hoping that Cincinnati falls on their face. If they have to put this in, they are hoping that they get clobbered, right?
Oh, yeah. They don't want Cincinnati in their little playoff. There's no question about that. That's the last thing on earth they want to do. That's why this season has been so unfortunate for them. It's that they may have no choice.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think Cincinnati is going to help them any in that regard.
No.
Look, I like this Houston team, and I think that they're explosive offensively. Clayton Tune, their quarterback, is a guy I talked about as a freshman, and he's really had a good year. But they've won if memory serves, they lost their first game of the year. So they've won 11 straight games. I think they lost to Texas Tech in their first game of the year, and they've won 11 straight games, and they've been playing better and better and better. And all those things are true, but they're not beating Cincinnati because Cincinnati has found their mojo again the last 2 weeks. And I think they're getting ready to make an example out of Houston.
Right. So here's the question, two-part question, okay? What gets said about the team that possibly loses to Cincinnati in the playoffs? Is the rhetoric, they weren't that good anyway? And what if that team is Georgia in the first round? Now, Georgia fans, I am not saying I think that's going to happen, but what if it did? Is it going to be, okay, we got to fire Kirby. He can never get this done.
No, but look, if Georgia loses to Cincinnati, that would be the playoff committee's worst nightmare.
And Georgia's, but
maybe even worse for the playoff committee because that whole deal was conceived to prevent any possibility of this. The idea was never to let them in, never to let them share any of this money. It was to keep all the monies to themselves. But above all else, it was never to give them a chance to upset any of the Power Five teams, because then all the propaganda that we've been sold would all immediately die. I mean, if Georgia loses to Cincinnati, it's over. You can no longer spin any of the crap that you've spun, and whether you like it or not, you're going to have to acknowledge that the world is not just built for you. So, you know, that would be incredibly damning. And look, listen, I wrote something on Twitter today. I said, insanely bold prediction. And my insanely bold prediction on this date, like at 11:15 a.m. today, was that Georgia would beat Alabama by more points than they will beat any other team in the playoff field.
Wow. Yeah. Hmm. Well, if that were to happen, again, I don't think it will. But if Cincinnati could beat Georgia, don't you think they could win at all?
Yeah. Look, the reason I cited what I wrote on Twitter is because I think that Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State are all good enough defensively to stay in any football game with Georgia. I do not think Georgia can take out any of those three teams. If Oklahoma State wins, Baylor, that would be different. I think they might take out Baylor, but assuming the favorites win, assuming the favorites win. All right.
Right.
I don't think Georgia can crush Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, or Michigan. I don't think they can. I think those three teams are all too good defensively to be taken out of games against Georgia. And they will pose Georgia some of the same issues that Georgia poses everyone else. Cincinnati is really good defensively. I don't think that's something people understand. Anyone who actually took the time to watch Georgia-Cincinnati in the bowl game last year knows that to be true. And trust me, Georgia knows it to be true. Georgia's not all that anxious to play Cincinnati again. Now, I'm not saying they're afraid of them. I don't mean that. But they know what a quality opponent Cincinnati actually is. Some of the rest of the world doesn't, but Georgia knows that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, but here's the thing, though. If all those teams that should win, and if Oklahoma State were to win, and let's say that Cincinnati wins, but not by a huge margin, do they get edged out?
I think so. Again, I think the design is to keep them out. And if Oklahoma State wins the Big 12 championship and beats two top 10 teams in Oklahoma and Baylor consecutively, I think that Cincinnati could well be knocked out. You know, it depends on, you know, obviously the SEC championship game. But if the things go like I think it will go, all right, Alabama is going to be eliminated. They're going to be bounced. All right. And so that clears the path. So let's say it's Alabama, Michigan, Oklahoma State wins the Big 12 title. Well, now it's Cincinnati and Notre Dame. And you're going to have to take Cincinnati because Cincinnati went to Notre Dame and beat them. So you're not going to have a choice.
So they just have to take care of business, basically.
Yeah. I think if Cincinnati wins, they're in because I just do not buy any of this Alabama beating Cincinnati. Now, Pro Football Focus College, I'll read this to you in a couple of minutes. I got to take a break, but that's a great call, Rachel. Good job as usual.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Rachel. All right, it is Jason in Columbia and Bill. I'm coming right to you on the other side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Hey, Tiger fans, don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap Clemson. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Knowing all reliable, clean-cut, hard-working people, the Tiger Moving Company is hiring and looking for someone just like you. This team is moving through the upstate and is in need of some extra hands on deck. All applicants must have a high school diploma, be team-oriented with a reliable mode of transportation. If this is of any interest to you or someone you know, please come by and apply at our address on 899 North Main Street in Malden.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Conference play is finally upon us as our Clemson Tigers head south to take on the Miami Hurricanes. ACC play is always important, and the Tigers look to start out conference play with a win. Broadcast starts 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
I'm joined again today by Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, a listener asked, Walt, I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic who always goes into the donut hole. Is there any help for me with the 2022 plans?
Listener, I can certainly understand this dilemma as both my daughter and I are diabetics. I am happy to share with you that there are several plans in 2022 that address this real need for you. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484 to schedule an appointment.
There you have it. Insulin-dependent diabetics with Medicare, you need to get on Gary's schedule as soon as possible. Call 864-307-8484. And again, you will thank me later.
Every shot, every block, every game. We're your home for Clemson basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Ramona, the text crew told me that four more just entered the transfer portal during the commercial break.
Yeah.
He was not joking. He was serious.
Oh, he
was? Yeah, four more did. So how about that?
Yeah. I believe
it. Yeah, it's absolutely endless. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary's an independent Medicare insurance agent who understands and sells all the local products. Gary's worked exclusively in this insurance market for over 16 years. Many of you have used Gary, called in with unsolicited testimonials singing his praises. You've talked about his patience, how informative and knowledgeable he is, how accommodating he is. This is Gary Mahaffey. If you're concerned with COVID issues still looming, Gary can handle it all over the internet. The thing is, we're in the annual enrollment period right now. It goes to December 7th. So If you're going to make a change, you have to get it done right now. And you need to speak to Gary. Don't leave money on the table in this economy. Try and better your situation. Gary can help you. You've heard all the people who have written and called and have sung his praises. Look, Gary's been on Medicare himself for a few years. He'll share his personal experience with you, both as an agent and customer. Gary services you after the sale. He tells you if you have an issue, I have a problem, call me first. Gary's paid by the insurance companies, not you. Going through Gary in no way raises any cost for you. It's going to put you in a better situation. And if it doesn't, he's going to leave you right where you are. Gary wants to educate you, does an in-depth needs analysis with you to make sure your individual needs are best met. Gary doesn't work for any insurance company, nor does he work for Medicare. He works for you, his customer. 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Call him. You will thank me later. Tisha says, tell Crazy Jimmy to stop being a Georgia hater. I hate them too. In no way should Bama beat or even come close to Georgia. Tisha says, the 2001 Canes would kick that LSU's team's head in. No, the LSU team from 2019 would crush the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. I'm sorry. Look, here's the thing. The 2001 Miami Hurricanes were the most talented team in college football history, but they were nowhere near the best team. They just weren't. They didn't play that way. They played a lot of close games. They were not. They should have been. They had the most talent of any team in history by far, by far. Maybe they had too much talent. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know how to play, and they weren't really well coached either. So, you know, again, I have all the respect in the world for the 2001 Hurricanes talent, but the 2019 LSU football team was not just talented. They were a juggernaut. Miami wasn't any of that. Jason and Bill. Jason, how are you?
Hey, Walt. It's an interesting conversation. I mean, certainly the thing that stands out to me about LSU that year was that they did seem to just get on a run at some point. And it's funny. I mean, once they survived that Texas game where, I mean, Texas had them. And Burrow makes a play there. But, you know, I will
That's the first game of the year. Miami was involved in buzzer games with teams like Boston College at the end of the year.
No, there's a big difference. I mean, as a Clemson fan, and obviously I'm a homer, but I'll always wonder, though, if you took the 18 Clemson team and the 19 LSU team and you didn't put the national title game in the Sugar Bowl or, you know, in the Superdome.
Yeah.
Because that's an LSU home game.
Yeah.
If you put it out in California, just like Clemson played, because when you look at that Alabama team, okay, LSU averaged 48 points that year in 19. Alabama averaged 45 points the previous year. And when you talk about the depth chart, Alabama had Ruggs, Devontae Smith, Irv Smith, Jerry Judy. Also had, obviously, Tua, and then their running backs were loaded. Damian Harris, and Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
And obviously, Bama has a world-class offensive line. Certainly, LSU had the best one the year they were running. And, you know, I just wonder, when I think about the Clemson-LSU game, we had Burrow early. Now, we didn't capitalize in the first quarter on those scoring opportunities. Trevor was just off. I mean, I hate to say it, but he was just off.
They put up like 650 yards. That's the part you're ignoring.
They did. No, that's true. But one thing I remember is in the first half, that second quarter started to go sideways.
Yeah.
But we were at least getting consistent pressure on Joe Burrow. But it was by doing those, you know, Venables was having to just dial it up as any way he could. I wonder, what would it have looked like if you had a front four like the Power Rangers? I mean, arguably the best defensive line in the history of college football that could have done that and still allowed you to sit back and at least try and help with some of that coverage. And you're right. They had such an embarrassment of riches. I mean, they killed A.J. Terrell. And now you look, A.J. Terrell's a lockdown corner in the NFL.
Yeah. I think the 2018 Clemson football team is a historically elite team. Just like I think the 2020 Alabama football team is a historically elite team. But I would still take that 2019 LSU team over anybody because other than the 95 Nebraska team, which I've already said, if you just give me one team all time, I'm taking the 95 Nebraska team because I don't think any team that's ever played could deal with their physicality. But if I'm talking about the modern era, the more modern era, I would still take that LSU team over anybody because they just, again, look at all those guys in the pros. They're ripping up the National Football League, you know. And so that I just think that they were playing at such an insanely high level. I just think they were just too good. Now, do I think the 2018 Clemson team and the 2020 Alabama team would have given them great games? I do. Yeah, I do. But I still, if you ask me to pick one, I'm picking that team because I just, again, you know,
yeah.
You look at what all those guys are doing at the professional level, and they did it right from the get-go. You know, they made instant impacts, every single stinking one of them.
Yeah, and I agree with you on the Cornhuskers pick as well. But, you know, I will always just wonder, I would say this, out of all the modern teams, I think the 18 Clemson team was best set up to beat
that
LSU team.
I'll buy that.
Because of the pressure of the front four.
Yeah.
And you also had, you know, when you look at the depth chart on the Clemson offense now, it looks insane too. So let me ask you this, Walt, real quick. I'm just curious, with your social media feeds and different things, have you noticed, I mean, there was a lot of talk from the Carolina fans running up the last couple of weeks to this game. Does it seem to you like they've just pretty much, like, it's like the game never happened this weekend? I mean, it's funny to me. It's like there's just, like, zero talk.
Yeah, well, nothing. Well, there were 0 points. That's why there's zero talk.
That is a good correlation. I think there's a 1-to-1 or 0-to-0 correlation, that's however right. You want to put it.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jason, good speaking with you. Good job. Good call. Yep. Look, I think those last three teams were all really elite teams. They're three of the best teams in college football history. And all three of them played at a really high level. But I still think the 2019 LSU team was the best I've seen since the 95 Nebraska team. Now, I think the 95 Nebraska team would have run it down LSU's throat and asked them how they liked it. Bill, how are you?
What is going on, Walt? Let's just say that you really were the real Walt Nepton. Wouldn't you want to confess to Bill that you really were wrong about that little Clemson game? And
oh, stop! Bill, you were completely wrong about the way that game was played. Come on, man. Are you still talking about that?
And I'm going to talk about last week's game with Carolina, too. I told you that Carolina wasn't going to score and that Clemson was going to run them out, and you didn't accept that either.
No, Bill, you are just making stuff up. I picked the game 27-6, so how can you say that?
Well, you know I wouldn't be SU, man. You know it's all good.
All right, Bill.
Come on, Walt. All right, man. So back to your Louisville team. Looks like Satterfield has really lost that team. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Somebody voted for Satterfield for ACC Coach of the Year.
Yeah, you know they've got Malik Cunningham is going to transfer out. Jordan Watkins has already transferred out.
Hold on. What do you mean Malik Cunningham is transferring out?
That's the word on one of the boards. He's going to one of the schools in Florida, is what I heard. Watkins is supposedly going to wind up in Kentucky, but I really don't care about that. He's just another player.
Well, you know, if Cunningham is still interested in playing college football, I have no idea why he would leave Louisville since they return their entire offense. I have no idea. They return everybody next year. And
well, I'm on your team on that, man.
Yeah, I have no idea why he would do that. I mean, on the surface, that seems like a bad decision, but I think he has talent.
Yeah, and I'm just curious. Aren't you friends with Satterfield, or is it just you just kind of know him through the media?
No, I don't know Satterfield at all.
Okay, my bad. Yep. I thought you were. It's kind of a sad deal because I think Satterfield is a great guy, and I think he's an honorable man and would be a good coach. I just think he picked the wrong place to go. But anyway, I was just calling to mess with you for a minute. And By the way, the greatest team ever was my 1951 Kentucky Wildcats. They ended that 48-game. They ended that 48-game Oklahoma win streak, buddy. Take that.
All right, Bill.
Hey, take care, man.
All right, Bill. Bye. You know, Rona, every call that Bill makes centers on Louisville. Bill is a Kentucky 1/Clemson 2 fan who despises all things Louisville. So every call Bill makes winds up being completely Louisville-centric. That one may have been the most Louisville-centric call he made. The whole thing was about the demise of Louisville, except that Satterfield is a good guy. But then he added, I have no idea why he would have basically chosen to go to that hellhole. That's basically what he said. You know, I mean, the Cunningham situation, look, that thing did not end well against Kentucky. It would be disastrous for Satterfield if Cunningham enters the transfer portal to go somewhere else. Because, again, that whole offense is scheduled to come back next year. So I have no idea. I guess we'll see. I've not heard that. But the transfer portal is already quarterback rich. It'll be richer if Cunningham enters it. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's Bow Time. The new Bo's Chicken Sandwich is so hand-breaded, so big league crunchy, and so good. Try it for just $3.99 only at Bojangles.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Much like nutrition and physical activity, sleep is a critical part of your health and well-being, and it all starts with the right mattress. With over 100 years of experience, Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price, and all of that means a better night's sleep. Each mattress has a 60-night trial and a 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Visit their mattress showroom in Greenville or engineeredsleep.com. For a better sleep and life, use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off with your next mattress.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture.